Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Zambia ready to host EPD 2026. TCZ commends ECZ for exceptional examination outcome. In international news, Trump says administration revealing everything after fatal shooting. In sports news, Zambia under 17 captain Kalimina joins RB Swazbeck. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Zambia is fully prepared to host the Environmental Protection Dialogue 2026. Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Executive Director Madu Mapalo Mwape announced the launch of the EPD 2026 and its official website. Mwape emphasized that the country stands ready to welcome over 700 delegates to Lusaka. She highlighted that the dialogue will focus on sustainable mine waste management and environmental protection. Mwape revealed that the event will take place from the 14th to the 16th of October 2026 at Mlungushi International Conference Center. She pointed out that Zambia has hosted 5 successful EPDs between 2020 and 2024. Mwape affirmed that the 2026 edition will build on past successful and expanded stakeholder engagement.
It is with great excitement and a profound sense of responsibility that we are here today as the Center for Environment Justice to announce the Environmental Protection Dialogue 2026 and launch its dedicated website page carrying valuable information about the proceedings. The EPD is back after a break of reflections, introspection, and action-oriented focus. This year's EPD under the theme, Safeguarding Our Future, Addressing the Impact of Environmental Degradation in Zambia, comes in the wake of what appears to be the most challenging era for sustainability and sustainable development. It also speaks directly to the challenges we face and the opportunities we must seize to protect our environment and secure a sustainable future for generations.
The Zambia Postal Service Corporation, ZAMPOST, in partnership with ZMove, has officially launched the controlled data testing phase of a new high-tech pick-and-drop delivery service in Lusaka. The initiative represents a significant transformation for the international post carrier as it moves beyond traditional mail service into a digitally integrated and environmentally friendly delivery model aimed at supporting Lusaka's rapidly growing e-commerce and business landscape. According to the communication unity of ZAMPOST and ZMove, the pilot phase is designed to test improved operation workflows, enhance digital coordination, and electric-powered last mile delivery solution under real-world conditions. The unit explained that ZAMPOST riders and operation teams are currently undergoing structured training, and members of the public may notice rider warnings, train symbols during this period. This controlled rollout is intended to allow both partners to fine-tune systems, strengthen safety standards, and ensure service liabilities before full-scale launch. Paramount Chief Chetimukulu of Bemba speaking people in Northern Province has thanked President Hakainde Lema for the support government rendered to him after the death of his wife Benedi Mwamba. Speaking when Minister of Transport and Logistics Museba Frank Tayali paid a courtesy call on him at his palace yesterday, Paramount Chief Chetimukulu says the head of state showed love when he announced that government would take care of all funeral expenses. The traditional leader says he has experienced so much love and comfort from government leaders and ordinary citizens during the mourning period. The Chitimukulu pledged to work with the government of the day, further disclosing that he was in same intake with UPND funding President Anderson Kambela Mazoka at Mwengi Technical Secondary School. The government has set its sight on expanding forest delivery industrialization in Lopula Province following a familiarization visit by Lopula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa to Zambia Forest and Forest Industries Corporation Zafiko Plantation in Kabambwa District last week. The visit underscored Kabambwa's growing strategic importance, with Zafiko disclosing that between 80% and 90% of the raw materials for transmission poles supplied to ZESCO Limited are sourced from the district, effectively positioning the area as the backbone of the corporation's operation. Zafiko Plantation Manager Donadilu Bita says the corporation has 25,000 hectares of land with 3,400 hectares planted so far, largely under escarpit, while pine account for over 700 hectares. He explains that plantation established in 2014 are now yielding results, making Zafiko the largest supplier of transmission poles to ZESCO.
So from the total area that we have, we say the first plantation that we started in the 2014 has started giving us some dividends in terms of poles, transmission poles. These are poles that we are supplying to ZESCO, and that's why Zafiko seems to be the biggest supplier of transmission poles to ZESCO. Now our plant sits in the Kalulushi, so we are transporting the raw material right from here. And I would say 80 to 90% of the raw material for transmission poles is coming actually in Zafiko. We call it the future of Zafiko, like the farm. So if you're coming to familiarize yourself with the happenings, we are happy and we're excited about that.
The Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ, has commended the Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, the Ministry of Education, teachers, parents and other key stakeholders for the successful administration of the 2025 Grade 12 School Certificate Examination. The examination were conducted without any reported cases of malpractice, a development that contributed to an exceptional pass rate, as announced by the Minister of Education last week. The Council described the outcome as a significant milestone in maintaining the credibility of national examination system. TCZ Registrar A.B. Mubanga, PhD, says the achievement is of the results of comprehensive and well-coordinated measures implemented before, during and after the examination period.
TCZ attributes this achievement to multiple factors that include robust systems and controls instituted before, during and after the examination period. Measures ranging from regulatory policies, surveillance controls, technological investment, capacity building, management protocols, and all put together ensured a credible examination outcome. It should be noted that there are many inputs into the examinations process, and well-coordinated efforts within the ministry and ECZ structures were critical for this milestone.
The Zambia Qualification Authority, ZAQA, has embarked on the development of National Occupation Standards, NOS, in the energy sector as part of its effort to support the government's energy expansion agenda. ZAQA Director General Mercy Ngoma says achieving the government's target of adding over 2,600 megawatts of power to the national grid by the end of the year requires a competitive, adaptable and industrial responsive workflow. She says participants at the workshop will develop occupation standards for six critical occupations, namely renewable energy engineer, energy policy analyst, nuclear scientist, smart grid technician, energy efficiency specialist and power system engineer. The Director General emphasized that under the Zambia Qualification Authority Act of 2024, ZAQA is mandated to ensure that qualifications attended by Zambians are relevant and of high quality and international comparable. You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The information Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification